Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Attic Podcast on Hodge the Hodge Podcast Radio. As always, it's a family affair, and I've got all my family with me. We have family and friends, and today, being the 4th of July, I would try my best not to be cynical today, but I'm going to start this show up by saying, if you are a minority in this country, then you should be very glad to have this day off and pay respect. But don't think for one second this day got anything to do with you. Okay. And again, later in the show, I'm going to give you some reading from a brother, Frederick Douglass. Again, just to bring things back into perspective so we can enjoy the day. Again, anytime I get a day off from work or pay, it's a good thing for me. But basically, the 4th of July, that's right up there with Christopher Columbus Day, Easter, and the rest of these holidays. But so just so you understand, that's where my whole perspective is. But before I take the whole hour, let me bring the cast on. First, we got Baby Sis. How you doing today, Baby Sis?
I am well, my brother. I am well. How about yourself?
I'm good. You know, we're still dealing with a lot of things in the day-to-day life, but right now, tonight, I would try to focus on the celebration. I'm sorry, on the 4th of July. Yeah, we independent.
Yeah, today was a pretty good day for myself, actually. I had a better weekend. I did a little bit of a weekend getaway with the family and had a little weekend excursion. Missed you. You wasn't there. But all in all, we had a good time. Had a little, like I said, a little weekend getaway. It was all good.
Yeah.
But today I just kind of relaxed and chilled out.
I hear you, sis. I hear you. Let's move right on. Hey, Brother Messenger, how you doing today?
Today is a good day for me as well. I just wanted to ask you, you said you had some readings today from the brother Frederick Douglass. Is it some of his recent stuff that he just did in the last couple of weeks?
No. This is just some for his last couple of weeks.
Somebody sounded like Trump.
Well, y'all got to say,
somebody.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I got to step back on that one because I got ready to say, yo, somebody put his mic on silent, man, and let's bring him up to speed quickly. All right, so you know what? But what it's about is irrelevant, though. It's about as relevant, not irrelevant, excuse me. All right, hey, who I got? Hey, baby boy, what's happening with you?
Hey, how you doing? Happy 4th of July.
I'm happy. Say that again.
Happy 4th of July.
They didn't lie to us, man. Did they?
Sure they did. Yeah.
What lie did they tell us, my brother?
They got you thinking you independent and Yang.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. We got a whole 4th of July holiday weekend celebration. You mean this ain't for real?
This ain't for us. I'm quite sure at this time in 1776, the black man was out there in that cotton field. He might have enjoyed the fireworks, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't barbecuing.
You know, and again, I want everybody to understand that, I'm down for the holiday. I'm down for the celebration. But again, I just think that it's very important that we understand what the holiday is and what the celebration is about. Because the celebration. What's that in the background down there? Somebody check your background, please. Yeah, just because it's a celebration, don't make it your celebration. That's all I'm saying. But anytime we get some time off from work, that's always a good thing. But minorities, just keep in mind what this holiday is really about. And just so you give you the short version, it ain't about you. So move it right along with the red, white, and blue Star-Spangled Banner. And again, just a reminder to folks, my opinion is my opinion. I've got over 35 years in the United States military, so I got a right to my opinion. So anybody who may hear my words and take hard heart to it, get over it. I do. I mean that. Get over it, man, because, again, it is what it is. I do what I do, but educating and just keeping knowledge in perspective is what's very important. And how you doing tonight, Nurse Carmen?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Am I missing anybody? So we all locked and loaded. We all locked and loaded. So tell me. Now, again, the fireworks. And, again, I'm not just trying to be a killjoy on this whole celebratory time that the nation is having right now. But, again, you know, do you know the millions of dollars we spend in fireworks? In fact, I was reading a blog or a post from one of my friends out in Wisconsin, and she was showing that we have millions of dollars spent in fireworks. Now, my only thing to that is, just to show you the hypocrisy of this nation, I got hundreds of millions of dollars to spend in fireworks, but I still got people sleeping on the streets. Somebody talk to me. I'm not seeing the connection here.
That's America.
It's all part of the systematic brainwashing to get us to think things that just isn't so. And as a people, gotta wake up. And I know things take time, but this has been going on for quite some time. People have taken a little bit of food money to buy fireworks and stuff. And they're quite dangerous, too.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. They are dangerous, but they are fun. They are dangerous, but they are fun. I mean, and I get it. I just don't see spending millions. If I can put up millions of dollars to blow up some fireworks, can I feed some people? I mean, again, if that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, but it's easier to make people believe because they've seen some fireworks, they had a good time, and take their mind off of their troubles, you know what I'm saying, for about an hour or two. But after them fireworks are over, you're pretty much right back to reality.
And what's the reality?
Your ass broke.
You know, I mean, well, I said, I hear you breaking it down so simple for them, but again, the reality is, and again, everybody jumps on the, hey, let's go and celebrate and show love for the soldiers on 4th of July, whatever. But again, all the soldiers that fought didn't receive that welcome home. And again, the fight wasn't even about us, but they were fighting for independence. And all the while they're fighting for independence, it was fully understood that in that case, black man, you still a slave. What you got? You know, you can celebrate because we're freer. Notice we're freer, but your situation hadn't changed one bit. And I don't want to sound real critical on that point, but that's a fact. And I think that when people really, really look at this nation and look at some of the things that we try to stand for and break down the root cause of it, like I said, we're a nation that can use a lot of improvements on all avenues and all levels. But, you know, this whole 4th of July celebration, I say to my people, and my people or anybody who will listen to me, don't get caught up in the hoopla. Again, enjoy the day, enjoy the celebration, but just understand that what the real celebration is about do not include you. That's what I just wanted to put that out there.
Is anyone familiar with the term June 19th or Juneteenth?
You mean Juneteenth, yeah, see? Talk to me, sister.
Because yeah, that's me. More, that would be more pertaining to for black people. That would be more pertaining to us. That's when the when we were that marks the end of slavery for us. So that would be something that we would be more celebrating. That would be our Independence Day.
Well, and again,
so that's
be...
what we would recognize as opposed to July 4th.
Okay. All right. I can dig that.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? That's what we would be. That's what we would recognize as opposed to July 4th.
Right.
See, but you can't fit that into February. You know what I'm saying? June 19th, you can't fit that into February.
Why?
Because those days are pretty much taken up.
They
that's
gave us February as our month, and whatever you're going to do
yeah.
for the black man,
it's
in February.
There you go.
No, man. Listen. This is America we in. You know that's not how it is. Stop that. Watch it talk. Hey, but listen, just on another note, do you know why February is Black History Month? Well, the most logical reason for that, outside of it's the shortest month, that's Frederick Douglass' birthday is in February.
Don't forget Coldest, too.
Who?
Coldest. It's one of the coldest months.
Oh, Coldest. I'm sorry. All right, you hit
yeah.
me with that. Well, I said, I've been out in Ohio for a minute. You hit me with that Jersey slang, and I was lost for a second, but I'm back. Yeah, I had some readings that I wanted to bring to you tonight before we go too far off the subject. And again, this was sent to me on I'm on a webpage, and I'm giving them a plug right now, called Push Black. And if you're not on that page, I'll send you a link. It is just awesome, timely facts about Black history that are not taught mainstream. And again, don't nobody get upset with me because I love talking Black history. Again, that's just the history I prefer. And on July 4th, this was sent to me by my man Darryl. On July 4th, 1852, Frederick Douglass delivered one of the most scathing indictments of America by calling out the hypocrisy of celebrating freedom while holding millions of Black in bondage. When you need, and again, why you need to be more like Frederick Douglass on July 4th. In a couple of, give me a second, I'm going to go through some things. This 4th July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn. For you to ask us to join in celebrating this inhumane mockery and sacrilegious irony. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the most constant victim. If we celebrate the 4th of July, it would be treason, most scandalous and shocking, and would make me reproach before God and the world. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty and unholy license, your national greatness, swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than those that are the people of the United States at this very hour. And listen, in 2018, folks, Blacks are still incarcerated and forced into free labor. We still hold less than 1% of the nation's wealth. We are still terrorized by law enforcement. As we reflect on Douglass's powerful words, we have to ask ourselves, has much truly changed? Hey, listen, and again, and it's so funny that you write about Black people in 1852 in bondage and in slavery, in a different form of slavery, a different form of bondage, but Brother Douglass's words are just as true today as they were in 1852. Hold on 1 second, because yeah, my own hand clap. I hear my own hand clap. But again, though, you know, again, I want us to wake up again on all levels. Again, we have to open what we call that third eye, that eye that's going to allow us to see a little more than what's directly in front of us. So having said that, what else did y'all do on 4th of July today? Anybody go watch the fireworks? See that? They like, yo, we ain't saying shit now, man. yeah, we had hot dogs and we barbecued. Just don't have a picnic, man. But we hot dog and we cooked out. But no, enjoy your day. Enjoy your day. But okay, so listen, I'm not gonna beat this 4th of July day off celebration for fun to some, a celebration of victory to others. I'm not gonna beat this up anymore. Let's go ahead and move on to another big story this week. And depending on your love for the game of basketball, you'll be able to join in this conversation pretty heatedly. So I'm going to start with the GOAT. I'm going to start with the GOAT. For those that don't understand, I'm talking about the greatest player of all times. Somebody got some background slapping going on.
What Michael Jordan do?
Wait a minute. I said, I said the greatest player, not the gentleman who makes millions incarcerating black people or selling $500 sneakers. I said the greatest player. Yeah, come on now, get with me about Michael Jordan.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that doesn't take away from his game. His mind is strictly focused on making financial gain, thinking that that's the end all, end all. But of the greatest player of all times.
Come on now. Listen here. Before we even get into what the main topic is about the trade, are you sitting here trying to tell me that you think, man, watch this. You are a Knicks fan, right?
That's correct.
I'm just checking the bloodline right now. Just checking the bloodline right now. And you mean to tell me, you know what? Wait a minute, hold on. Even when back growing up, we didn't follow Jordan like that. Not like we do LeBron.
Well, we didn't follow him because of the fact that we were really, really, really into our teams at the time, but we hated Jordan.
Yes.
And when Jordan came to play our teams, we rooted for our teams, but in the back of our mind, we knew that they didn't have a win.
Well,
we knew
that.
We just prayed for one, but we knew unless the forces got together, we wasn't getting no win when it came to Michael.
Yeah.
You can't say that with LeBron.
See, again.
You can't say that, LeBron. Huh?
I mean, that ain't true, man. That ain't true. All I'm saying is, he's the greatest. Watch this. I'm going to cut your microphone off if I say this. He's great. LeBron James, the greatest player of all time, man. I'm just saying that. Watch it. If you start winning the argument, it's going to be some audio difficulty, and they're not going to be able to hear you. But listen, though.
LeBron, honestly, I think I would put him a real close second. I'd put him over Kobe. I'd put him a real close second. But I just haven't seen or anybody just monopolize a league the way Michael has done it. Now, LeBron's done it, and LeBron's got other stiff competition with him. And he still surpasses them, but not the way Jordan did.
Dang.
Not the way Jordan did it, bro.
Well, again, I'm going to say, like I've said forever, we're going to agree to disagree. But I definitely believe LeBron is the man right now. Jordan had his era. And don't get me wrong. Jordan is a phenomenal player, man. You know, outside of the fact that he helps enslave black people, he is a phenomenal player. Nah, listen. That's my go-to. That's my go-to when it comes to Jordan. Because the boy bad.
When you want to discredit him, I understand.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? That's all that is.
That.
But again, I got mad love for him.
Okay.
And again, hopefully he wasn't aware of what he was investing in. Because there's other ways to make money than helping enslave your people more. Also, since we're on Jordan, Nigga, why your sneakers cost so much, man? I mean, for real. Ain't no reason for nobody to have no $400-$500 sneakers, is it? Talk to me.
No, but the thing is, if you make it and you put that price and people is buying it, why are you going to come down on your price when people are doing whatever they need to do to pay for them sneakers?
Again, though, but you know, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I see the commerce in it. And again, getting back to Jordan, he was a bad man. Don't get me wrong, because anytime you ain't played basketball, and as long as Jordan ain't played basketball, and you can still get $350 for some sneakers, man, yeah, you must have did your thing when you was there.
And you got to remember also too, Nike pay him money, and then Nike turn around and sell them sneakers.
Well, yeah,
he done got his money off the top.
Yeah, you know, that's that money he reinvests, but. Yeah, that's always my go-to when it comes to Jordan. If the arguments are getting close and getting heated, and whoever I'm talking to, if they got more facts, you know, more championship, more scoring titles, listen, Bron, don't invest in jails, man. He don't keep people locked up. But anyway, did y'all see the trade? Tell me how you think that trade is going to reshape the NBA this year. LeBron went to L.A. That's right. Los Angeles.
For me, if he goes out there and do it on the West Coast, I'll have a better respect for him. If he do it, if he can get past Houston and the Warriors, because the West Coast is a much more difficult league to me than the East Coast.
And again.
Okay, so he went out there to prove himself, right?
No, not
exactly.
Listen.
That's what I think.
He went out there because Hollywood is closer. They make more movies
out
there.
That's why he went out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, come on.
Don't expect the Lakers to be anywhere near Golden State or Houston, even with LeBron. Don't expect
that. Oh, that I know.
Unless they somehow or another begin to find a way to get Kawhi and somebody else.
Watch this. You talking about LeBron James and Magic Johnson together out there. Now, let me tell you something. And again, this is really what I'm banking on, because right now, pound for pound, dribble for dribble, ain't nobody close to Golden State. I mean, and with that new addition of Cousins, they was like, we going to two galaxies away from where anybody is right now. But I'm saying, just banking on LeBron James and Magic Johnson putting their heads together, I guarantee you that the Lakers going to the playoffs this year, and the Lakers are probably watch this. Now remember now, not only is that boy bad, I mean for the last 7 years, 8 years he's been to the finals, I don't see that stopping. And the fact that he chose to go out west, I think he got a little something else for you, man. I do. I think you're gonna see
He got a whole lot. Yeah. It's just that but the teams that he's going against got a whole lot.
And the same
way his Cleveland team couldn't do nothing with Golden State last year that just passed.
Yeah.
That Laker team can't do nothing with Golden State this coming year. And that's even if they get another star. They could the guy from San Antonio, they can get him and can't get past Golden State. Yeah.
Here go the thing. Magic and LeBron going to be happy making the playoffs this year, because next year they're going to pick up one or two more free agents, and then the Lakers going to rule for a little while, man. The other 3 years, Lakers going to
rule, bro.
The only
way they could rule is if somehow or another Golden State just fall off the map. And if Golden State fall off the map, you still got to be on the lookout for Houston.
Well, again,
you still
got to
be on the lookout for
Houston. Just the fact that he went out west. Now, don't get me wrong. Watch this. He could have stayed here, because him going to Boston or Philly make both of them, either one of them he went to, king of the East a little while longer. Now, can we agree to that? If he went to Boston or Philly, just his addition to those teams are going to make those two teams king of the East for at least 2 or 3 years. But he went out west.
The truth of the matter is they king of the East now regardless. Plus,
I don't think after this contract, I think he's done.
Probably so.
As Michael Corleone would say, it was a smart move going to the Lakers.
That's right.
When you when these 4 years are done, you out there, you're established, you're
that's
already
it.
Where
that's
you want to be.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all
and
about.
If you
that's
happen,
why,
if you happen to win the title along
care.
The way, so be it.
So be it, right. But he,
no,
and that's why
no.
he did it, and he didn't wait on anybody. Magic showed him a bunch of dreams to get him out there,
yeah.
and he realized, I mean, with his skills, yeah, he could take a team to the playoffs. He could probably take them to the second round because the boy is bad, and you know,
he
it's a bunch about it.
He
so he can do that, but it really, really, really isn't about a championship.
Well,
no.
now let me say this
it's
to you.
About
let me say
it's about bringing L.A. back to some kind of respectability and setting up the after basketball for him.
Let me
and
tell you
that's
something.
That's what it's about with him.
Well, no, it's the, uh-huh. well, said, the after basketball is going to set itself up already. Because, again, while I was joking with Jordan about investing in jails, one thing about Bron, look, who's his agent? Jay-Z? I mean, tell me he didn't just make Jay-Z a bigger deal. I mean, on the agency talent, as far as sharing his talent with another black agent, or with a friend agent, so to speak. It ain't even got to be about black, with a friend agent. But I'm gonna say this to you about the King, because I can talk about him all night. I can talk about him all night. He gonna go out to L.A. and he gonna do he gonna do what Kobe did out there, minus tell on players. But other than that, he gonna set it off. He ain't gonna snitch on nobody though. He ain't gonna snitch on nobody, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm still mad at Kobe for snitching on Shaq. Just like me, him, and Shaq hung out together, man. I'm just saying. Yeah.
All right, but what did Kobe once again is a bad boy? But what did Kobe do without hope?
Well, now watch this though. See, but LeBron is that player who, number one, and you know what I'm saying. He gonna, other than J.R. Smith, he gonna make if you good, he gonna make you better. Other than J.R. Smith, we ain't talking about J.R. Right now. We ain't talking about J.R. right now, right? Because that's just gonna bring up a whole lot of frustration in people, man. Because after he blew the first, watch it. After he forgot that there was a timeout, or he blew the first game, it was like. They sucked all the air out of the whole series. And I don't blame him for the sweep. Don't get me wrong. But it's just easy to pin it on his ass. Anyway.
Right. He just made the inedible quicker. That's all. That's all he did. Because it was going to happen no matter what. Whether
I don't know,
made
man.
That shot or not.
And nah, LeBron knew. Y'all ain't have a snowball's chance in hell.
No, but watch
LeBron
this, though.
Knew.
Honestly. I don't think they knew that, but more importantly, even if we knew that, nobody's supposed to sweep us, nigga. That's what I'm saying. You know, watch this. You lose to Golden State like a 4-3, like Houston did. Okay, you leave with respect. When you get swept, come on. That, I mean, again, at that level, that's not good.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell you, though.
That's
exactly
that's
what
I
I'm
knew.
Trying to tell you. At
the way they lost them games, I've seen my team plenty of times lose games like that to Jordan.
Who your team?
You know what I'm saying?
You talk about the
yeah.
Knickerbockers, right? All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, not just
exactly.
The
I've seen stuff like that, like whatever can go
wrong. Call them the Knickerbockers. You so
yeah,
know.
Whatever can go wrong, yeah.
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why to this day I damn Pat Riley for leaving John Starks in that game to continue to shoot. We could have had a championship probably – if he'd have just let old Rolando Blackman get in that game, but he stuck with Stark.
You got to let it go, though, man. You got to let it go.
I mean, thank you.
If he
wasn't,
but I
you
got to let it go.
He went back and just gave me some
you got to let it go.
For some shit that happened like a long, long time ago.
You got to let it
yeah,
go,
and
though. You got to let
and it
burn.
It burns. Just like
burns.
The clap. It burns, yeah.
Just like the clap.
Turned around and left. He left. See
who
saying?
Left?
Yeah, that
left.
Pat Rowley.
Oh,
he left after
okay.
that.
Okay.
And don't get me started.
I thought, you,
feel
had I thought you worked through that. I thought you had worked through that,
man. No, I didn't.
But right now,
I thought you worked through that.
Right, but right now, we talk about Brother LeBron James right now. All right, we're going to get back to play. I'm going to give you a few minutes to let you go ahead and exercise that shit out your system.
Man. just to say something about that, that first time he was a free agent, that little game he played has, once again, I got to quote Michael Corleone, oh, that little game you played with my sister, you sitting up there acting like it's a possibility you're going to come to New York when you know good and well you wasn't coming to New York.
All right.
And now every time he become a free agent or something like that, oh, it's a part, that nigga ain't coming here. You know when that nigga coming here? When he's 64 years old and he want to come out of retirement, that's when the nigga's going to sign.
No, brother messenger, go downstairs and rub him down, man. Put him talk him off the ledge, man.
I'm just saying.
All right, watch this. Well, don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel. All right, man.
Yeah. Hey, but he right.
Yeah, he right. He right.
He right.
Watch this. I'm not going against both of my brothers when we talk about. Watch this. We can have conversation about religion, but I'm not messing with y'all on the New York Knicks or the New York Knickerbockers. All right. Mm-mm. Not gonna do that. Not gonna do that. Watch it, my chin ain't that strong. But again, he picked up. He picked up Lance Stevens, and that's going to be funny. Yeah, but you know what? Watch this. I bet you Lance Stevens is going to ball out with him because Lance is a character.
And you know, and they're going to be good. When any time you got LeBron on your team, you got no choice because truth of the matter, LeBron took 11 scrubs to the championship.
Yes, he did,
okay,
man.
So anytime you got him on your team, you're going to be good. But a lot of – because he was able to coast on the East Coast because there wasn't that great a system on the East Coast for anybody to really challenge him. But what he got to go against now is just crazy.
And as I
on a night-out basis over in the East Coast, he didn't have to do that.
As I told Tina, he gonna have to be on this game every night. Every night. And that's gonna wear him down. That's gonna wear him down.
Now wait a minute, before we start talking about wearing the great one down, you know he played every game last year, right?
He played every game, but
look at the competition.
He didn't have to play every game to the highest level. Some games, just him being out there was more than enough.
Watch this, and that's
when he played against my beloved Knicks, it was just enough him being out there because 3/4 of the team and the crowd was scared of him already.
Well, listen, I'm gonna get back to the King in a minute, but as far as our Knicks go, man, they out here laughing at me, man, because this is my story. When it comes to basketball right now, I'm a Knicks fan. That's what I know. You know, Earl Monroe, Dean Memberger, Dave DeBush. That's what I grew up on. And that's my first choice. That's my first option. But my first option don't look like they want to do shit, man, for I don't know for how long.
Well, I'll tell you this. All right.
So I follow the GOAT. I follow the GOAT, man.
Okay, you can follow the GOAT. That's fine. I mean, and it's a great person. It's a great one to follow because he is good. It's a good one to follow. But don't sleep on the New York Knicks or Knickerbockers. All right, don't sleep on them. And when I mean when I say don't sleep on them, I'm not saying that they kind of like two steps below the Lakers right now. That's all. They're finally putting a plan in place to get some players.
Two steps below the Lakers. Who they got?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at here. That's your squad, so I'm going to go with you on that, man. I ain't really feeling that, but I ain't going to argue with my big bro. I'm going to go with you on that. Hey, but anyway, LeBron went out to the Lakers. This time Cleveland going to send him out a little better than they did last time. And, again, they ought to be thankful that man came back. Hooked the state of Ohio up. You got a championship. Now, again, when he leaves, let's stop all the burning jerseys because you got to understand. No, they haven't done that yet. So I think, you know, because he came back.
They ain't going to do it. They learned.
Yeah, they got
the
championship, so they cool. But you know what, though?
They learned.
This is what I really, really, really like about the way he moved and the way a lot of other players are moving now. Basketball used to be one of those sports. Well, all sports. when the coach got a better deal for you, you in the locker room getting dressed, and they come tap you on the shoulder and tell you, don't worry about getting dressed. You want the first thing to put on the
street. Right. Uh-huh.
And you had to pack your shit up and just leave. Now players
are changing
exercising.
The game.
Yeah, they are.
That's
and,
right.
And again,
the game.
There's really no more team loyalty. I mean, and you could just like your team because, you know, you're from New York. You're just going to be a Knicks fan regardless. Now, you could like your team like that. But as far as team loyalty, man, players are much smarter than that now. I'm going to use my skills because, watch this, playing basketball is playing basketball. I don't give a damn if you're playing in New York or Toronto. The court is the same. Don't get me wrong. The perks and the life around that is different. But if I got skills that I can keep moving from team to team and keep playing and getting more money, that's what players are doing today. And getting back to LeBron, let me see now. He done helped Miami get a championship. He done helped, Ohio got a championship.
Hold up. You know
What's
who did that long before him?
Who?
Robert Horry.
No, nigga.
Robert Horry got about four or five rings. Yes, he do.
But watch this, though. Robert Horry was on the teams winning championship. He wasn't carrying nobody.
No.
No,
but
he was integral. He was integral.
He hit that shot at the right moment to carry them over.
Again,
he made
like
the big shot.
Okay. So, but again, that'll be overlooked because he ain't even in the conversation of being a GOAT. So that'll be overlooked. We're gonna go.
Oh no, not at all.
No. It's not about that. No. It's not about that.
It ain't about the numbers now.
No. I'm saying
he's just saying. Right now,
you were just saying LeBron went to Miami, then he came to Cleveland, now he's going to L.A., and I was saying somebody already did that, which was Robert Horry. He done been around to a couple of teams and helped them win championships. He wasn't the focal point of of the team, but he did his thing when they counted, which put them over to win the championship ring. He got about five rings.
On numerous occasions, not just one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, so
not
he was
no
an
one.
Integral part of the team. He wasn't the greatest team player on the team, but he was part of the team that helped win. Because you can't win a championship by yourself. LeBron has tried. That's why he always get to. That's why he would get to the finals and lose. Because you can't do it by yourself.
Seven times, eight times in a row. We talking this guy over
here. Eight times in a row, he took it. That's what I'm saying is he took him there, but he wasn't able to climb over. The only time he was able to get it was when he had a good team with him. The rest of the times, because of who he is, he was able to get him there, but he couldn't be Moses and lead him to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
He took him there, but he couldn't take him over because he couldn't do it by himself.
That one time when they beat Dallas down there in Miami, to me that's questionable.
You mean that's questionable? We're gonna take the championship back from them?
No, I mean, well, to me, I'm just saying they pretty much cheated Dallas. That was Dirk Nowitzki year, and they ended up getting just because the big three hooked up, they gave it to them. They cheated them.
I ain't gonna go that far.
So what
you go back and look at them games. Go back and look at them games.
But let me ask you a question though. I'm gonna change gears just for a quick minute. What you think about Cousins, man? Listen, I'm telling you, as I said in the opening statement, if Boogie can play after his injury, I mean, now and that's gonna be the game changer as far as. Even LeBron James ain't going to be able to surmount that, get over that. Unless I hear they talking to Dwight Howard on some shit. I don't know.
No, I think Dwight went to Washington.
He did.
What you got to realize is they don't want Boogie to come and be that 20-10 guy. They just want he going to be that fifth option.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need him to come in like that.
That's how deep those boys are, even if they wouldn't have got Boogie. It wouldn't have made no never mind. If all the teams as they are situated right now stay healthy throughout the year, nobody can touch them. Nobody can touch them. Because even with every other team, if one player goes down, their season is almost shot. with Golden State, two, three people can go down, and they still in it. Houston, if Paul or Harden get hurt, it's over. With LA, if James get hurt, it's over. But with Golden State, if Durant and Curry get hurt, they still got a legitimate shot.
Yeah, that's true. But that's true. But like I said,
I just want you to know, I will not take one single thing from LeBron because that boy is bad with a capital B. He like Michael Jackson. Who's bad? He's bad.
Okay.
He's bad. Yes, he is.
Right. They tell me he been on steroids ever since eighth grade.
Who that?
Hey,
LeBron. That nigga was a grown man in eighth grade.
Yet, so I'm.
All I know is. I just want to
that
know
nigga was a grown man since eighth grade. He had a beard in eighth grade. Oh yeah, his mama had a Humvee.
No, let me tell you. No, watch it. Now he lived in Akron, and the story is some dealer franchise in high school gave him a Hummer, just so he could model. Now again, high school. Just so he have a way to get back and forth to practice and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, being in Ohio and hearing that kind of story at a high school, I got number mad love for that brother because, again, he came in and made so much money so quick that he probably wouldn't pay the guy for the Hummer anyway. Let me drop these stacks on you real quick. But again, you don't hear no bad stuff about him. I don't buy that whole role model bullshit, but he's just a good person to me, man. Again,
I'll agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Does his son play?
Now, Paul? See, that's the thing, too. They tell me that his son going to be another him. That's what the word is now. I don't know. And how you say? Mm. And a lot of people say that.
What, taking steroids?
No, his son.
His son is really good.
His son ain't got no choice but to be good. He ain't got no choice but to be good.
I'm sorry.
Why you say that?
Why? Because if his son has that desire, all right, he's got that desire, and the work that he puts in, just being around his dad.
Thank you.
Is going to make him extremely, and it's following in his father's footsteps. Because you've been hearing about him since the eighth grade too.
Yeah.
And word on the street, part of the plan is to keep him there long enough so that the two can play together.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. That he wants to play with his son.
Now watch this now. How powerful is that, my niggas? I'm just saying, that's how the game gonna have to be played. My man said, I'm gonna take my skill set again if that's true, and I'm gonna stay here long enough to get my foot deep enough in this Laker organization that when my son come out of high school, we might draft him because they know who his trainer's gonna be. They know who's gonna help him get. I mean, if he already showing those signs, and by all accounts he is, would that be awesome? LeBron James passed to his son, LeBron. What's his son's name?
Don't they call him Bron Bron or something like that?
Bron,
I don't know.
Bron
Bron.
Bron Bron.
Bron Bron. Bron Bron or something like that.
Oh, shit. No, I'm going downtown.
Bron or something. I don't know.
I'm going downtown to Department of Health. No, I want my name changed to the exact same thing my daddy name is right now. I want my daddy name right now.
But then think about this, too. LeVar Ball almost had the Lakers get ready to take his other two sons. He's getting ready to get all three of them on the Lakers.
Who that? Ball?
LeVar Ball, yeah.
Now, what do you think that do for him out there, though? Because, his daddy thought he was going to run the team. Let me ask you this.
It can only help him.
Is his skill set like that he should be looking at him to be the leader of a team?
Well, his skill set is like that. He's got to work on becoming a more proficient scorer. But he's one of those sneaky players that can play a little defense, and he can definitely pass and stuff. So he got game, but no, he ain't nowhere near the greatest or going to be the greatest.
Yeah.
He's going to be a real good player, but the greatest and stuff, that's not so. But that's Dad's job. I got to hype him up.
Yeah.
The best way for me to describe it is, if you remember Jason Kidd when he first came into the league, a good pass and all that, that's
right.
him.
All right. He's all right.
That's his game.
So then that means
at
some point.
Let me ask you a question. Did Michael Jordan have a son? Did his son play ball or no?
His son played ball.
Oh, did?
Yes, his son played ball, but his son wasn't underneath him like James' son is underneath him. You know what I'm saying? As that was happening, he was over here and the son was over there, and so he didn't have that daily regimen that the dad had. You know what I mean? That's what's going to separate him from LeBron's son from Michael's son.
Sometimes the apple do fall far from the fucking tree.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. no doubt. If I said, just because your daddy played ball, don't make you a outstanding ball player either. But again,
I would agree with that. And the desire has to be there too. You have to have that desire.
That's right. See, if you got the desire that my daddy had, you can be that exact same player.
And here go the thing. His daddy didn't have no riches. And when you grow up with all the money they got, I mean, it's easy not to be. Now, LeBron could try to keep him focused as much as possible. So, you know, but when you got that much damn money, man, it's hard to stay focused on when you got to grind out on something.
Not if that's what you want to do, because if you think about it, LeBron had money coming to him at a very young age, but it did not stop him.
Yeah, but not like money. Watch this. LeBron, he couldn't go to his
mama.
Right,
you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm talking billions. Yeah.
You're right.
I'm talking billions, man. Shit. Yeah. So, you know, but again, that can sometimes, but again, you know, if his father keep him focused, right, and that's what he want to do, and that's not what his father wants him to do, then he'll stay on course.
Right. Right.
Yeah, man, yeah. Hey, but anyway, listen, we kind of took over the show tonight talking about the greatest basketball player of all times and those who invest in prisons. But let's see if we can Hey, but baby sis, I know it's 4th of July, and I know it's some independence going on, but baby sis, any black folk getting their ass whooped for no reason this week? is any black folk out there getting their ass whooped for no reason this week?
No, I didn't hear about nothing this week. But you know, it's always something going on. But I didn't hear about anything this week.
Yeah, man. Hey, but you know what though? I have been following a little closer with Maxine Waters and the president. Now, again, you know, this nation. Watch this. Here go the music. Now, this nation, we done got it so screwed up that we actually forget that elected officials are elected to communicate the voices and desire of those that elect them. So when Maxine Waters gets out there and tell her constituents to protest, I mean, how dare Trump jump on her about that, man? That's just crazy to me, man. Come on, somebody talk to me.
Yeah, it is crazy, but that's what he is. He's crazy. But what he's trying to do, once again, is to pit a racial tension thing. And Maxine Waters, they can call her crazy all they want, but she's speaking nothing but the truth. She was saying from day one, he ain't no good and we need to impeach him, and she hasn't been wrong yet.
Well, now again, with the whole, and again, I like Earl say, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I want you to know they voted his ass in. They voted his ass in, so they need to put some checks and balances on how they're going to rattle him in or bring him in, because he's off the hook right now. But if you're going to say he did some illegal shit, then say it and do it. But me personally, this goddamn Russian collusion shit is so real that I'd have to tell him, look at here, brother president, look, you still the man, But until we get this Russian shit figured out, we're going to have to limit some of the shit that you do, man. Like, I want to see everything.
I think so.
Yeah, again, just until, because it is, you know, it's so much facts and so much evidence that leads to, yes, Buster, it's almost apparent that, yes, this shit happened. But he keeps saying no. Mm-hmm. And, again, he's denying it on all aspects. And I just want to say to him, but President, if you've been borrowing money from the Russians for your business for the last 5 to 10 years, then I'm
longer
sorry about man. I'm just saying, but I'm sorry about man. They came to your aid when America, you done took enough money from America, so they was like, yo, nah, fuck that. I ain't giving them no more. So now you find another money source. Don't tell me there ain't some kind of allegiance there. Now, again, I just hope the allegiance ain't so goddamn deep that we giving away missile codes and shit. I mean, I hope the allegiance ain't that deep. But look at here, opening up negotiation with Russia, I mean, from a real cautious perspective, that's not bad.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised if he don't even have the real codes.
Yeah, right.
Because they know he's crazy, and they know he in cahoots with them. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he think he got him, but he ain't got him.
Watch this.
I hope so. I hope somebody was smart enough not to do it.
Yeah, watch this. Now, America, there's certain things that they want to see in this country. One, they want to make sure black people never get full pardon or full due. That's one thing they want to see in this country. Two, they want to make sure that white male Americans keep this country. Now, while Trump is white and male, and his roots come from them good old roots that says you part of the party, he vectored off. He vectored off course. So now, while we love you because of your skin color and your gender, we still a little afraid of you, man, because at any point, you might turn on us, man. You might turn
right.
on us because we don't sign a deal.
That's why
right.
I don't think he got him.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
some of
the
stuff he's talking about.
I mean, because those
specific. Go ahead.
Because those tariff things that he did, that's going kind of left now, isn't it?
Well, again, he was going left.
It was going left from the moment he started it.
It's now starting. You're starting to see more of the results of that. That it's going left.
But now, watch this though. I don't. Again. The concept of pushing back on tariffs and embargoes against those who push that shit towards us, I get that. He just don't have the goddamn intellectual capacity to do that shit so that we, in a diplomatic way. His shit is like, okay, you disagree with me, boom, tomorrow we stopping this. The concept is good, but as soon as he touches
it, you're right.
That's
but you know
thing,
what his thing is, though? You know what his thing is, though? His thing is, you guys have been trying to do this diplomatically for the last 50 years and ain't did nothing. So I'm roughhousing this.
So watch this
And
now.
Let the chips fall where they may. It'll come back eventually, but let the chips fall where they may. And that's what he's doing. And
well,
like
the reason
said,
why I'm saying
tariffs,
that is because now, isn't it costing the farmers like millions of dollars now?
Same.
Yeah, we only got four farmers. You know what I mean? We only got
but
four
I'm saying
farmers,
that's,
really.
Well, when I say farmers, because that's all the stuff that they're growing. It's like a domino effect.
Right.
So that's going to hit them, which in turn is going to hit us in the supermarkets and all that when we're going shopping. So that's like a domino effect.
His thing is, yeah, it's going to be a little rough for a minute. But once I straighten this out, then we'll be able to reap the rewards. So y'all going to have to suffer a little bit.
Well, yeah, but what's your idea of a minute? What's your idea of a minute? A minute could be a couple of years.
No,
like, what's a minute?
8 years. Two terms.
Yeah, see that. Yeah, okay. That's a long minute.
But
that's a long minute.
And he don't care because that don't include him. So y'all going to have to buckle down. I gave y'all, wink, wink, that tax break. So now y'all just buckle down while I straighten this other stuff out.
If I was in that 1% that he making money for, them got to be some happy stone bitches, yeah.
Yes,
if you
indeed. Can,
you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, ain't nobody always, man. No, everybody ain't always one way. Now, don't get me wrong. 99% of us, well, about 50% of us getting our ass kicked. But that 1%, that wealthy, wealth that always going to be wealthy right now,
Life is real good.
They get ready to double their income.
Right.
They get ready to double their income.
From 50 million to 200 million.
They're like McDonald's.
Right.
They loving it.
Really? So, and again, they love it enough that they've got money to try to get inside your head to make you think you love it, so we keep his ass around four more years.
But see, and that's what, and this is what really gets me, because of the fact that he's got poor white people thinking that they're going to be better off, but they're going to be in that struggle just like us, but they just do too racist to see it.
Watch this. They're going to be in that struggle, and they understand that. But right now, watch this. I was struggling anyway, but at least under this administration, I could let my true feelings be known about them people I hate for no reason. So, again, they get a breath of fresh air. It's an evil breath. It's an evil breeze. But they get, you know, my life, I mean, from that group of people, my life was already struggling. So I'm still struggling, but at least I get to talk about the darkies. If I'm the police officer, my life is still struggling, but at least I get to whip some ass.
I don't think you were struggling to that extent, though. I really don't.
Well, again, I don't think they haven't gotten any worse. In fact,
you were struggling to that extent. Who?
Under that past administration, I don't think they were struggling.
I'm saying it wasn't that Obama had them in any bad way or any other administration. I'm saying, for that middle white class right now, that racist class that's starting to speak up with all the racial episodes and shit, I'm saying their lives hasn't changed any, except it got better for them because everything's still the same. But now I can have my Klan rally in the middle of the street. I can whip a minority ass if I'm a police officer and be reasonably certain, even more so than before, ain't nothing going to happen to me. So in that aspect, their life's got a little more enriched. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it ain't about
that
money.
As far as that goes.
I have to disagree with that. I'd have to say they are struggling more than they were, but because they can say and do what they want to people of color and immigrants.
That's
all
right. Right.
It's okay now
because their life is getting ready to get
right. –
yeah, as far as financially, their life's going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, I said,
they're
going to wake up
one day.
They're
just going to be able to speak up. Yeah. They can speak up in a more racial sense, yes. But financially, you're going to feel it.
That's just like
what the black man gave you health care, and the white man came behind him and convinced you don't need this health care. It's bad for you. And I'm going to get rid of it. Vote for me. I'm going to get rid of it. But I ain't going to replace it with shit. Here's a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna replace it, but I ain't gonna tell you what I'm gonna replace it with. Okay,
but
that's good enough for us. It's gonna be better. It's gonna be cheaper. It's gonna be outstanding. What is it?
And Obama,
it's gonna be better.
Obama said he told him, "Yo, dude, look, you can take my name off of it and just put your name on it and leave it at that." But his thing was, "No, I gotta get rid of all this shit."
Yes, I don't give a damn if you said. Well, I said, if Obama said drug dealers go to jail, if he would sign some shit into law right now, Trump would have unsigned it. Now, we're going to let him out. We're going to let him out.
Because, see, when people were signing up, they didn't want Obamacare. They wanted the Affordable Care Act, which was the name of it. Republicans took the name Obamacare and put it on that to turn white people off to it.
Hey.
And it's
all right.
No, well, thank you very
much.
Give
him another strong J.
Thank you. I try to teach when I can.
We got about 1 minute left to go. Again, we had a good time talking. Just again, remember, the greatest basketball player of all time does not invest in incarceration of his own kind. But on that note, I want to also say, hey, good luck to you, LeBron. If you ever got some extra tickets and want to shoot them to the podcast way, hey, Kenny Hodge at Hodge to Hodge, Block Talk Radio, send me the tickets. I'll make sure we get them out on the air. Everybody, let's say our quick good nights. We got 30 seconds and we're rolling.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
John Boy. Good night, John Boy. John Girl.
He said John Girl. Hold on, I'm trying to cue up some music to leave to, man. Let's see what we got here. We're going out with this right here. Hey, again, thank you for tuning in to the podcast tonight. The Attic, again, brothers and sisters, speaking from an urban perspective. I'm glad you tuned in. Please continue to tune in every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. Good time to be had by all. So without further ado, peace. Sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on. Remember, if Kenny Hodge is not on your podcast, then your podcast just isn't on. Thank you. Yo, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Is that Michael Jackson in the background?
That's him, man. That's Mike. That's the king.
Oh.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
None at all, man.
I'll
hey, but listen.
You shortly.
Peace out. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.